The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Mission Feeding has saved millions of lives and restored joy to generations of children throughout Africa. However, children are still dying due to shrinking food supplies brought on by severe drought and other disasters. Mission Feeding is needed now more than ever to save the lives of precious children. On this special episode of Life Today, learn how you can make a lasting impact on this generation.
I'm James Robinson, and Betty and I welcome you to this very special program on Life Today. I want to mention that we are so interested in your life and your life being blessed. And of course, as we're blessed to be a blessing, because there may be no greater personal blessing than blessing someone else. Beth Moore is a blessing. Beth Moore is a mission outreach. She communicates, I believe, more effectively than I can, and especially when she's communicating with women who have such a tremendous heart hunger and, quite frankly, have such a great sensitivity to God and to others that you are continually making an impact and a difference in people's lives. We want to send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. These are messages and teachings that she's delivered right here on Life Today. And then we also want to send you The Bible in 90 Days, where you can read the entire Bible in 90 days. But I want to say something to you in a very personal way today, because, Betty, we are hearing from many of our supporters. Normally about 2,000 or more will call a day asking for prayer. 80% are about personal issues and challenges, and the highest challenge is that of financial pressure and wanting to know what we can do in order to see our needs met. I think it's really interesting to note that the Apostle Paul thanked the Philippian Christians for their support. He said, "You're the only ones that sent to me." And then he said, "I've got a promise. I want you to hear this promise." He said, "My God, the God that I know, the God that I met on the road to Damascus, the God that transformed me, took me out into the desert, showed me Jesus. And when I went to the apostles and I talked to Peter, who was an eyewitness of His Majesty, they told me that I was in fellowship with the very same person they had walked with and lived with and listened to for 3 years. And he said, this God, this personal God who directs my steps and enables me to rejoice, and even when I'm abounding and have everything, I've got joy, but when I'm abased and have nothing, I've still got joy, I've still got peace that passes understanding. I want you to listen to something that he learned, because I believe today, if you never have stepped into this blessing in life, you're going to. Betty, early in the morning, not too many weeks back, you said, "Oh, James, I've got to read you this." And you began to read it to me. And as I heard you reading, I realized God was talking to you. He says, "How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying His commands," which one of the commands is to love God and love others. Love your neighbor. Serve others. Care about others. Their children will be successful everywhere, and an entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. Doesn't mean just always monetary material riches, but wealth that even money cannot buy. That's that peace that passes understanding that Paul was talking about. Now, look at this. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, and they are compassionate, and they are righteous. And good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly. This sounds like lessons and instructions to the people in our day, here in America and around the world. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless, and they can face their foes, the challenges, triumphantly. They share freely and give generously to those in need. And their good deeds will be remembered forever, and they will have influence and honor. Betty, do you know many of our supporters have told us that in these most challenging times, God has seen them through. And then we've had many people say, you know what? As we faced challenges, we noticed others, and we began to joyfully meet their needs. Now, think about that. If you would look beyond your world and your challenges and say, God, show me someplace I can have influence, that I can be righteous in my expressions, and that I will be blessed. And I know blessing others is perhaps blessing enough in itself. But God says, and Paul promised, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Betty, we've been on the mission field and reaching out for more than 25 years. Mm-hmm. Millions of people have come to Christ. Millions of lives have been saved because of people like you, those who are watching us. I think it's really important for all of our viewers to know, we don't just bless the starving and the hungry. Mm-hmm. The people who bless them are blessed. But we also take those who are starving and we show them a better way of life. We show them how to live.
Absolutely, James, because that is what it is about. It's our relationship with God, and that God is there always to comfort us, to bring us peace, to bring us joy. And when those challenges come, He's going to walk through them with us. You know, we think we would love it if we never had any challenges. We never ran up against a wall. We never had anything everything was always smooth. But life is not that way. And through those times, God says, I want to show you the path that I have for you. And part of that is reaching out to others, James, the needs and seeing them and being sensitive to those needs and thinking, God says, I can make a difference in that situation.
And you know what we do, and I think it's really important for our viewers to understand this. We don't just feed them and stabilize them. We want to teach them. Yes. You know, a child that's starving and weak can't learn. I think it's so important for those of you to know when you care about helping these who are suffering or even starving, that we're actually going to try to take them from that point of despair and hopelessness and begin to educate them and teach them. Kyle Rogers, who is the son, father of five, the son of the beautiful soprano soloist and praise leader Jeannie Rogers, who has literally worked alongside of us since she was a teenager. What a beautiful family. Kyle explains clearly the need to take people from a point to a point. So not just get them stronger and stable, but give them a future. Watch this.
Mission feeding absolutely does save lives. It's undeniable. We've watched it rescue children from death's door. But I want to make sure that you understand another beautiful reality about mission feeding. You see, starvation has a paralyzing effect on the developing brain of a child. And what makes it worse is that in areas like this, so often children aren't even allowed to go to school. They're instead expected to be at home with their parents to help work. Now I want you to imagine that that was your reality, that your children were being robbed of their opportunity for education because you needed them at home for the survival of your family. But what if they had the opportunity for a meal every day, and with it, the opportunity for an education? Well, because Life Outreach locates its mission feeding program in village schools, parents not only allow, they want them to be there because they realize that it may be the only meal that they get that day. With your help, we can stop the debilitating effects of starvation. Teachers, as they now do, have to bang on doors to get kids to come to school. But through mission feeding, you will see kids arrive at school before the teachers. Their hunger for food will lead them to a hunger for learning. You will rescue more than their lives. You'll rescue their future and the future of Africa as a whole.
Boy, that is just so true and so powerful. I would think your heart would leap with joy. No one wants to just keep people dependent. I mean, the phrase, you know, give someone a fish or teach them to fish, which is most important. Well, really a combination. When people are desperate and hopeless, when they're experiencing famine like they are now for the past 20 years, in areas of Africa worse than anything they've experienced in many areas ever. And these people need our love expressed freely. Betty, when we begin to feed these desperately hungry children, in a short time as they're stabilized, you begin to hear sounds of joy. It's amazing how quickly you can turn around desperate situations by simply putting a hand of love out and not leaving the missionaries empty-handed, but giving them something to give those who are desperate and in need. who have a sense of hopelessness. And through love, God's love expressed through us and through you. Because I don't care how much the missionaries care, I don't care how compassionate they are, they have nothing to share other than a story to people who are dying. But when you go in and demonstrate that love, pretty soon people begin to sing songs of joy. The children become happy. Right now, you're able to see distinctly the difference in stabilized lives and joy and excitement and the desperation that comes when the food runs out or there's not enough. And we've seen that too often. We've been many years now that we were not seeing it. But the crisis situation in certain areas of Africa is desperate. The drought is destroying lives, even the possibility to grow crops. These people are anxious to work. When they're too weak to even stand up and their children are dying, someone has to step in, put a song in their heart, lift them out of the despair and the depravity and the death, the cycle of death, and give them hope. That's what we've been doing through Mission Feeding. That's what you can do. Think about it. With a gift of $30 or $50 or $100, you can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. The gift you give not only keeps giving for a period of time, but actually gives people a future hope and a life, puts a song and possibilities in their heart and in their life. I know you don't want to see those images that you saw at the end. I understand that. That's the reason that Betty and I are talking to you today. We don't want anybody to see them. Sometimes you see catastrophic situations that there's not anything anybody can do about it, no matter how much we care or weep or pray. This situation, unlike untreatable diseases, horrible, catastrophic plagues, destruction, natural disasters. We're helpless. We're not helpless. They don't have to remain in a helpless state. Betty, we can take those children that were desperate and trying to get food and we ran out, and we can give them the food and we can get those songs back. Listen to those voices. Listen to the joy. You can't even imagine what it's been like for Betty and for me for years to drive into an area where we had been maybe 6 months or a year before, and they were burying them by the thousands. Little children, tiny little graves, just putting little bodies down in those graves and put some kind of a meager marker. Sometimes they bury them right beside their little grass hut or their mud hut, and they buried their family and their children. And go back to that area, and in the distance, hear the sounds of praise and singing. Many times I've had the missionaries just stop the truck. Okay. And I would do more than roll down the window. I would actually step out and listen and say, thank you, God. There was the wailing and weeping of death, and now they're singing. Betty, we are seeing right now something you prayed we'd never see again, and that's run out of food because the need was so great and the lines to get help so long. But we're seeing it. We're seeing that desperation. Our viewers can help us restore the joy and the songs and the life and the hope.
James, I think we must realize that the singing has stopped in many areas, and that breaks my heart, because there's no greater joy than to put a song in the heart of children that have had no hope, and then we give them hope. But because we can't continue to get the food to them, the singing stops, and the heartache starts, and the dying starts. I don't want that to happen to these precious children. They don't deserve it. I want them to always know that they can come get one good meal a day because we've provided it for them. You've provided it for them. So let's please continue to get the food to the children, the hope that gives that they get from receiving that nourishment. And the mothers, you know, it breaks my heart, James, for the mothers. I just can't hardly stand it because I think about we're trying to give them one meal a day at least, nutrition a day, and that mother doesn't have anything to give them. I remember our children, they never had to worry about getting a snack or getting three good meals a day because it was always going to be there for them. These mothers can't provide their children with this, but we can. We can step in and help the mothers feed their children. I hope you will.
Well, that's what we're praying that everyone will do. This is something that has been, not only to us, one of the most rewarding experiences and expressions in our life. An indescribable opportunity, a privilege, as the great hymn says, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. And here's the thing, we rescue them from starvation, but we are able first to show them the love of God, and their hearts then literally open to hear about the love of God, and then to experience it. That's why although we've saved millions and millions of lives, according to the government reports in those various nations, and we can see what's happened. But far more than that, we've led the people and their families to Christ. Because when we express love, they wanted to hear about the source of love. We're asking you, as directly as we can, change the scene of death and desperation and dying to one of gratitude and praise and hope, and give them a future. And we'll teach them. We'll get them into education centers by continuing to feed in those remote and rural schools. It works. We're going to teach them how to grow crops. We're going to help them find a way. Would you dial the number? Father, I pray that every person listening will say, I can do my part, expressing your heart, God, extending your hands. Would you do just that? Express the heart of a loving Father who gave His Son that we might have life. And in receiving that life, we would release a river of life to others. Would you dial the number, please? You know, if your heart was broken and you wanted someone to pray for you, you can dial that number and that call is paid for in love and by love. So that if you didn't have the wherewithal, you could still say, I'm calling for help. Well, today I'm asking you to dial the number to say, I want to be a help. As I've said many times, I want to be an answer to prayer. I want to be an answer to a heart cry. If you'll dial that number, take your bank card, do use it like a check, or if you write a check, make it to Life. You can go online, lifetoday.org, and make the best gift you can. Here's what I'm asking you to do. The drought, the situations, the challenges in Africa in various regions are more desperate than they've been in more than 20 years. We're asking you to help alleviate that suffering and save lives and give them a future. You dial the number. If you can help us care for 10 children, would you do that? For the next month, make a gift of $100. Where could you give $100 that could have any greater effect, now and for eternity? And God has promised, as Paul said, His God, our God, will meet your needs. He really will. You become interested in the needs of others and what's on the heart of God, He focuses His attention on you. No question about it. From cover to cover, the Bible teaches that truth. This is your opportunity to relieve suffering like you would want your own challenges relieved. And you can do it. You're the answer to the heart cry, the hope, and the prayer. Would you dial the number? Use that bank card. If you can give $100 or $50 or $30, we can feed 10, 5, or 3 children for the next months. We want to send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes, because we want to bless you. This is mission outreach to people just like you. And the Bible in 90 days, the Word of God in your heart so you can know the voice of God and direction of God. This is an incredible way to read the Bible basically in 3 months. Some of you have never done that. We want to help you. Why? Because the Word of God gives life and strength and direction. Would you make that call? Please go to the phone right now and do as much as you can to help as many as you can. Please do it. We've got the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze for those of you who will help us care for 100 children or more, and some of you can do it. And I want to tell you, there's never been a time when we needed it more. I'm asking God to give us some incredible gifts today, and you may be able to make one of them and give the greatest gift to those suffering children. Thank you for making that call.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of hundreds of thousands of suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst famine and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. This Life Outreach exclusive, featuring a collection of messages from Beth's heart, will inspire you to live an overcoming life each day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may also request our new 90-day Bible, designed to help you read through the scriptures in just 90 days. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
Africa, what an incredible place. What beautiful people. Their fight for survival. Oh, how they fight for life. But every 6 seconds, a child here is losing that fight. It's not right. Such injustice. Every 6 seconds, malnutrition takes another child here. It seems hopeless. Is it hopeless? Every 6 seconds. God, what are you saying here? What is your heart for this situation? Every 6 seconds. You're bigger than this. I know your arms are long enough. Every 6 seconds. Rescue them. We have to rescue them. What is my part? Another child. We have to stop it. It's not hopeless. It can't be hopeless. But another one. This isn't an incurable disease. It's food. It's so simple. It's food. God, if there's anywhere in the world that your heart runs to, I know this is it. These innocent children, oh, how you love them. We can do this. I know it's your will. We can do this. Please, help us turn back the clock.
During that segment, that little clip with Tammy Tritt, 15 children died. You saw her walk over to a child. Stop the death process. Stop the cycle. Listen to me. During this minute, you could say, I got 10. I got 5. I got 3. You may be able to say, God, you really have blessed me. And I know while a lot of people have been challenged and then again, God, I just feel like inside my faith just lifts me up. I'm going to step out. I'm going to rescue and save the lives of several hundred. I'm going to make a gift of several thousand dollars. $1,000. 100 children fed for the next months. Would you do it? Would you say, I'm going to stop 3, 5? I don't know what you can do. But what if it were your child or grandchild, your neighbor's child, and you could stop it? Well, you can. It's not wishful. Not wishful thinking. This is an absolute fact. We've been doing it for nearly 25 years. It works. And we've seen entire communities totally transformed by the power of love. Children learning. Children growing, people working, lives saved, people coming to Christ. Please make that call. And if you get a busy, thank God somebody else is stopping the cycle. Somebody just got 5 or 10 or 3. But I'm going to do my part. I'm going to call until I get through. Or I'm going online, lifetoday.org, and I'm going to make that gift. Make that call now. Move. Put feet to your prayers, to your concern, and save these lives. Thanks from the bottom of my heart in their behalf.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of hundreds of thousands of suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst famine and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. This Life Outreach exclusive, featuring a collection of messages from Beth's heart, will inspire you to live an overcoming life each day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may also request our new 90-day Bible, designed to help you read through the scriptures in just 90 days. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
Thank you. Thank you. We want to bless you. Beth Moore is a blessing. This is water. This is food. This is nourishment. That's why she's here. That's why we're here. Every day for you, not just for others, for you. We want to send you The Life That Overcomes, the Bible in 90 days. And remember this. This is the last time now during this series, this emphasis, Heart of the Father Bronze, incredible art piece, collectible. Expressing the Father's love. That's what you're doing. If you can help us rescue 100 children's lives, please do it. Thank you so much. Thank you for putting arms of love around a hurting world.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.